Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about the challenge. As usual, this is Brian. Sitting across from me is...
Big Oak Sweet Tea.
Zach is at work. Unexpectedly.
Yep. So, called into the last minute. Yep. These things happen.
So, just me and you.
Just us.
He's got to work for the almighty dollar so he can pay us for the Patreon for the show that he's now a part
right.
of.
That's right.
We've told him multiple times, you can cancel that, you know.
No, he's in. All right. The third host tonight is the love between me and Wolfie. Stealing that line from Adam Carolla. Thank you very much.
Sure. Hey, everybody. Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. People talking about all kinds of things in the Facebook group today.
Private subjects on the Facebook group
it's
today.
Not even private.
Let's get them involved.
We can just talk about it. Like the other person... has posted something about it on their Facebook, so I know other people know. Mm. But I had mentioned before that Amanda wasn't coming back to the show for this season. Wasn't sure about the future.
Then I spilled the beans. I had a little too much to drink last week.
No, I think I'd been hinting at it, and I'd even told some people on our Zoom call that we had TJ's final tier, so that's the kind of juicy stuff you can get. But yeah, me and Amanda are getting divorced.
Yeah.
Not going to go into the huge details why. It's just, unfortunately, what happens.
Yeah.
But
that's what happens when you get involved in a podcast like Challenged.
Apparently.
Your marriage just fails.
It does.
Me, you, and Zach are all victims of the Challenged Zach, curse.
Technically, I mean, Amanda falls victim to it, too.
Yeah, and I guess Hill. Sometimes Hill.
And Hill.
Yep.
So, I mean, you show up on this show. Everybody that called in last week, whatever relationship you're in, it's going to fail real quick.
The clock is ticking, everybody. Yep. So. Even just listening to this. Sorry, but something's going to happen to you.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Poor Stan the man.
Yeah.
He's really good to his wife, too, but.
That is too bad.
It's got to end.
Jacqueline says the challenged curse. Yeah, that's what it true. Is. That's true. CT got a
CT
divorce.
CT thought about coming to an event of ours, right. And now he's getting divorced.
Yeah, so sad.
So sad. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the status. Unfortunately, you will not hear her on the show anymore.
Maybe one of these days, if you're sick and Zach is sick, I'll call Amanda to come in and do a guest spot.
She wanted to try to work it out. She could still be on the show.
Yeah. I have no hard feelings against Amanda, but it's I'm closer friends with you. I'd rather just do it with you.
Yeah. It's a... I'm just... Yeah. Yeah. She was trying to work out how she could still be on the show. I'm like, that's something I'll talk to Tim about.
Yeah. I was like, no thanks.
I let Tim drop the hammer.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation.
It is a very weird situation because she played a very big role in this podcast. She helped build it and grow it and make it what it is. And, but sometimes these things just, life happens. That's the long and the short of it. And we'll carry on as best as we can. My notes are not so bad, right? They're not so bad.
I don't know. They're pretty good.
Joker says, is it a curse or a blessing? Yeah, it depends on the day.
Yeah, depends on... What side of the fence you're on, I guess.
Right.
Tim needs a custody agreement for Wolfie and Amanda.
Oh, the lawyers are working on it, Jacqueline. Don't you worry. Yeah. That's where the Patreon money's going this month.
Carmen says, are you sure you don't have hard feelings, Tim? You definitely said she sucked last week.
I had a little too much to drink last week, so I'm on my first whiskey tonight, so I'm a little more reserved in my speech. No, she doesn't suck, but I'm able to talk on the podcast now sometimes, which is kind of cool. That's kind of nice. Sorry, Tim, Amanda, if you're listening to this.
No, she's not listening. No, Tim was very protective of me when everything went down. So,
yeah,
he drew a line in the sand real quick.
Yep. No regrets, man.
No.
That's what you got to do when couples split. It's like the people that try to be friends with both It's just, it never works. It's too complicated for everybody. It's too much of a pain.
Yeah. Me and Hill meet for coffee every week.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah. I'm sure you do. No, that's not how it works. It never is.
No.
It never is. I just ignored all the pretense. I didn't do that thing where I pretended like I was going to stay in touch with her. I was just like, I'm just going to pick Wolfie. We'll settle this right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, don't expect me to like talk bad about her or anything. I'm not planning on doing that.
I'll do it.
You don't
need to do that. Subscribe to the Patreon. I'll do it in the after show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I won't.
So, ever onwards and ever upwards, yeah. Everyone.
What a bummer. What a bummer of a way to start a podcast episode, Wolfie.
Joker says, I say you guys hold a competition for Amanda's replacement. We already replaced her with Zach. Zach already won the competition.
Yeah.
By the mere fact that he lives like 25 minutes away.
I think what it really came down to is there's a requirement on this show to be a fat ass when you're hosting the show. Amanda lost too much weight. It's like, well, we got to replace you with another fat ass. That's how this works.
Oh, no. Joker has a great idea. Judge from a pool of young college girls. I'm suddenly on board with this
idea. All right. We're done. That's that'll be it. Yeah. We'll start our own reality TV show of a replacement host for this podcast covering a reality TV
show. And we'll
show.
Still make Zach like compete in it, see if he can stay on the show.
That's right. You thought you were safe, but you are not. Fight for your space.
Carlin says, I'm Wolfie's life or on the show?
I don't know what she's talking about. It doesn't help either.
Oh, in Wolfie's life or on the show. She's meaning, are we holding a contest to replace Amanda in my life or on the show?
Oh, both. Both. Why not?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. You got to explore all avenues when it comes to meeting somebody else, you know?
Challenged at love.
Hey.
Carlin came up with a great title for it.
That's wonderful. There we go. Love it.
Beautiful. Love it. Yeah. So good times.
Good times.
So that's going on in the Facebook group. You should head over there. Join. You can join in.
Well, we put the controversy to rest, right? People are kind of speculating and wondering.
Yeah.
No speculation required. That's the deal.
Yeah. Lots of people were like, hey, I think from context clues I've put together that they've gotten divorced.
Right. Pick through the episodes like Sherlock fucking Holmes.
Yep. I did respond saying that context clues are important.
So. Yeah. Well, now there's no context clues necessary. Nope,
it's been said out loud very directly.
Yep. So it's unlikely Amanda will be back, but, you know.
Stranger things.
Never say never.
There was a time I left a podcast that me and Tim were doing.
Yeah.
Never going to be back on the show ever again. And then for the 10th anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, we got to do the 15th anniversary too.
I think we're past it.
We can still do it.
2007?
Who cares?
Yeah, all right.
It's all right. Well, should we do this episode or what?
I guess.
Should we kick it up a notch? Should we have some fun instead of being a bummer of a podcast this week?
Since when? How many reviews are going to get next week? Amanda's gone. I'm done listening.
I started crying at this podcast, guys. No. It's so sad.
No crying. Onwards and
upwards. That's right. Stay positive.
She's, I'm sure, much happier.
Well, that's the point, right? Yeah. That's the point. If a marriage isn't working, you got to leave it so you can pursue something else that's going to work.
There you go.
So there you go. Wolfie's going to do that with strippers and cocaine.
I wish.
This episode is episode 13. It's called Blind Faith. Guess how it starts out? Fessy returning back to the house. It's always how it starts out.
I hope they learn their lesson. They're not going to put me in no more.
God, this guy's attitude is worse every week, isn't it?
He's just a fucking idiot.
He's just a little worse every week, but it's cumulative. It's so frustrating.
I just love it. He walks in all the time just like, well, I showed them.
Yeah.
Never again shall I darken the doorways of the elimination. I would expect to go in every time you lose, Fessy.
Exactly. He says like, oh, I feel safe now because they threw me in. They took their shot. It didn't work. So now maybe they'll lay off. It's like, nah, dude, that's never how this works. Like once they decide on somebody to throw in, like, they keep throwing them
Fessy's
in.
Fessy's already mad at this. Just keep throwing them in.
That's exactly it. So I hope Fessy is never safe again.
No.
But as for now, he says he feels safe. Probably because it's a women's day.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. All right, so then we get Olivia talking to Fessy. She's feeling a little lost in the game because she, in the last 2 weeks, has lost Nerys and Nelson. Those were two of her closest allies. Mm-hmm. She sort of is feeling like an island. She doesn't really have anybody to rely on. I do think she sort of is looking at Fessy like, maybe we can start a little something if you're on the outs with Mariah. Maybe me and you can do a little something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fessy doesn't seem to commit to anything, and that's about the end of this conversation.
Yeah, it was definitely worth having on the show.
Oh, totally.
Lots of stuff in this show. We definitely couldn't have cut out.
Yeah. Well, we can speed through this one pretty quick, I think. We get Johnny doing his typical thing where he eggs on people. He like starts little drama fights and then pretends like he didn't have anything to do with it.
What?
So he does this with Fessy, kind of implying that Mariah is the one who put him in because she didn't tie up the vote when she had the ability to. Yeah. Fessy, of course, has no sort of ability to see what Johnny's doing and takes the bait immediately.
Yeah.
And starts kind of nipping at the heels of
I thought I'm your ride or die. You don't do that to your ride or die. I'm your partner.
Yeah, just up on this soapbox, like, I would do anything for you. You're my ride or die forever and ever. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Just sort of pathetic kind of bickering between these two.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot. But I do like Mariah. I like Mariah. And she is not taking his shit. She's pushing back. She's saying it to his face like, you're not looking out for me, so why should I look out for you? And we don't know what happens when they tie it up. Maybe our team wouldn't have been unsafe, and I'm not sacrificing my team for you. And she's standing up for him, and I really like it.
I like the way she plays.
I really do, too. I like just her personality, her sort of presentation. I just like everything sort of about – she's calm, you know.
Tony says Tony versus Camilla, part two. That's what Joker said.
I think you mean Leroy versus Camilla, right?
No, Tony and Camilla had one too.
Oh, did they? Was Bananas egging that one on?
They were partners, and then Tony, I don't know. I don't think Johnny was involved. Tony got mad and grabbed like a whole like stack of eggs and like busted it or whatever.
Oh,
in the kitchen.
Yeah,
they were like arguing.
I remember Tony and Camilla arguing.
Yeah, I think he ended up going home over it.
I think so too. Yeah. The more I'm thinking about it. I don't remember Bananas egging that on, but I remember Bananas egging on the Leroy versus Camilla thing when she started her racist tirades and all that fun stuff. So this is a Bananas thing. He gets people all riled up.
Oh, Johnny woke up Tony, and then it was on. Tony was sleeping.
Oh, that's
Johnny
right. He was fucking with him or something, like putting syrup on him or feathers or something. He was doing something with him. I remember that.
Stupid.
Yeah. That's Bananas. No,
Camilla was trying to calm him down, I think, and that's when he threw all the eggs and got all pissed, and they started fighting, I think.
I don't know.
It's hard to tell him.
Carl and Joker, fill us in. What are we missing here?
No.
All right, and so then we get Fessy. He comes to Jordan. He's pissed. He says, like, Jordan, I feel like I protected you in this game, and this was your chance to have my back, and you threw me in. And Jordan just basically says, like, hey, I made that decision out of spite. The shit that Tori pulled wasn't cool, and that's why I did it. And this starts a big fight between Jordan and Tori.
Yep.
Who's right and who's wrong? What's going on?
I'm on Jordan's side.
Yeah.
She tried to leverage their personal life into making him make a decision.
Yeah.
And I know Jordan does not play that game whatsoever. You do not tell him what to do, and you definitely do not, like... We won't be friends anymore if we don't do this. Right. This Jordan would be like, good, I will fucking jump off that cliff right now.
Yeah. I agree that this is the wrong way to deal with Jordan. I think they're both shitty, though. I think this whole conflict is super weird. They're talking about like how their relationship is important outside of the game and stuff, but aren't they broken up? And isn't Jordan moved on to somebody else? And hasn't Tori as well? Like, what are they talking about with this relationship stuff? They keep talking about the relationship, the life outside, the relationship outside. It's like... That doesn't exist anymore, right? That's over. Yeah. Why are they even talking about this?
I don't know. Carlin says, Johnny woke up Tony, told him to go get his partner because she was making a scene, but Tony was still hammered when he woke up and just made things
That's worse. Right. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Now that's ringing a bell. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. All right. So that's kind of all this is. I think they're both stupid. I don't know what they're talking about. If I was Nuri's, I'd be pissed that Jordan was having these talks. If I was whoever Tori's with, I'd be pissed that Tori was doing this.
Well, I think you're taking the word relationship seriously. Well,
even if they're saying friendship.
Yeah.
I have the same thoughts because it's, and maybe this is me being a divorced person who I never see my ex-wife except when we're handing off children and we were married for 12 years.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you break off an engagement or something. You can try to be friends, but it's like, it's ridiculous. And you shouldn't even put that much value in a friendship, you know, that like, I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
Well, I think the insinuation was since they reconnected on the show, they were going to have a friendship now outside of the house. Mm. They didn't even get to that step because of everything that happened.
They shouldn't have a friendship outside of the house.
Probably not. But
look at how dysfunctional and horrible they are. They're horrible together. And I like Jordan a lot, but I don't like Jordan with Tori. I don't like how he was acting here. I don't know. The whole thing was stupid.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't either. So then we're on to Devin. He's with his team. He's trying to give him a little bit of a pep talk and get him pumped up, but they are having none of it. They just look like they've gotten the shit kicked out of them. They look completely defeated and sad.
Which I don't know why. They just sent Nelson home, which is good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Fessy, I guess.
I wonder if this is around the time of Jordan throwing a temper tantrum with Tori. So maybe. Things were a little, there was some awkwardness in the air, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. It was weird.
I would still just be happy. Hey, we sent one on the other team home. Woohoo. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We get to Fessy's team. They're all talking to Fessy, and they're all congratulating Fessy, telling him all how happy they are to get him back and stuff. And you could say this is a positive team moment. I look at this negatively and think Fessy is such like a fragile person that they need to do this.
He's to throw a fit.
Yep, because he's going to throw a fit. He's going to be angry at everybody. They need to sort of...
Yeah.
Overly compensate the positive talk so he doesn't throw the next mission or whatever he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked to me kind of pathetic. What was your impression of that whole thing, Wolfie?
I always think Fessy's pathetic. So it definitely was like if Nelson would have came back, it would have been the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I think it's just they're trying to boost everybody's ego up and just like, I don't think Nelson would have needed it as much though.
I think Nelson is the type who would have turned it right back around and, oh, I couldn't have done it without you guys. Thanks. You guys are the real champions.
Yeah.
And Fessy just seemed to be basking in the glory of it, which is...
Carlin thinks it's major fragile dick energy.
Everything Fessy does projects that fragile dick energy to me. Yep. Every single thing. He's just a pathetic...
Yeah.
He's a pathetic person.
Did you know, Tim, he hasn't won a championship yet?
What?
And he feels less than everybody, so he cries in the kitchen about it?
Right.
What a fucking idiot.
He's so pathetic. It's ridiculous.
The worst.
So during all this, Olivia says that ride or dies have to come second place to your own team. And we have variations of this all throughout the show. They need to keep coming back to this to sound smart. Yeah. I think Casey talks about it. Nani talks about it. Everybody talks about like... You know, this game, it's challenging, and you know why? My ride or die is on the other team, so I'm kind of torn between my team and my ride or die. Yeah, that's why they split you guys up. That's the whole point of the show now.
Whole point.
We don't need to say that 20 times an episode. I think Casey alone said it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I know this is a producer thing, though. This is the producer's like, can you talk about what it's like having your girlfriend on the other team?
Right. I don't know. I assign this to Casey. Casey just says obvious things. That's all Casey does in these confessionals.
But I feel like they all do. Fessy says obvious things.
Yeah, yeah.
All these dipshits. He says them like 5 times in this episode, says something obvious.
Yeah, maybe it's the people I hate say obvious things. I don't think Devin says obvious things. Devin says things that can be like insightful and funny and clever.
See, because I think
Bananas tells jokes in there.
I feel like Devin is smart. Not that I'm not disparaging. Well, Fessy's not smart. I'm backtracking on this already. Fessy's an idiot. But I feel like Devin is smart enough that they can like give him something like this is what we need to convey. And he can spin it into something that doesn't sound obvious.
Yeah.
And is repeated like 20 times.
Right.
In an episode.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like there's other people like no offense to Mariah. Like we'll see this at the end of the episode. I feel like they give her something and she doesn't know what to do. So she just is very deadpan about what she says.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that the producer's like, we need this. And she's like, this. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I don't know. Casey just rubs me the wrong way with how obvious she is now. She just seems like she says the same thing all the time. I don't know. Casey drives me nuts. Yeah. Maybe I'm picking on her. Maybe I should be.
Producers should pick better clips.
Well, Casey must not give them any is the thing. She just says the same shit all the time.
Yeah.
Good news, Wolfie. We get the workout montage.
Oh, thank Christ.
Oh, God. I was so worried we weren't going to get a workout montage this episode. Hey, Ryan. Ryan's in the chair.
We got to see Amber and Chauncey. They were like walking with a weight bar, switching shoulders.
Yep. Oh, and Johnny started off doing a really fast sit-up, and then the footage slowed way down. Then he ended up slow motion sit-up. Really glad we spent time on that. Thank you, MTV. It's great.
This is why we need an hour and a half.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Amber and Chauncey, they're talking on the phone to the mom and Amber's mom and sister.
Me and you were talking. Like, if I want a show like this, I would not call anybody.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, that's sad. I'm like, no. since I don't like leave home for like 2 weeks, and I'm just like, oh, everybody at home misses me. Nobody at home misses me. That's fine. You said you would cry if you talked to your kids.
I would, being away from my kids for a
I think you're a wuss.
No, I listen, every time it shows Corey like looking through a stack of children's photos alone in his bed, I'm like, that's what I would be doing. I do that on airplanes. I just like look through my photo album at pictures of my kids. Yep, I miss them. If I can't go, you know, a day or two without talking to them, I would absolutely be crying when I talk to them.
Yeah,
oh, show.
That's ridiculous.
Nobody else, though.
I definitely don't, when I'm on a week vacation and Margo's here, definitely don't look through pictures of her and be like, I wonder what she's doing right now.
I send you almost daily pictures, just knowing how you are, Wolfie.
Yeah, definitely don't miss my animals whatsoever.
Well, Amber is struggling. She's missing her family. She's crying. She's really having a hard time. Also having a hard time, Nani, because of her dead mom.
Yep.
And Casey's... It's
understandable, I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
This is horrible. We need a more sensitive person here for this episode.
Hey, those of us with dead moms can be as hateful as we want about other people's dead moms. Get over it, Nani. It's not that big of a deal.
My mom's dead, too. What are you going to do about it?
You going to cry about it? I don't cry about my dead mom. But it is her mom's birthday. So I don't know. Maybe she has a right to be a little sad. And it's like,
Tim's backtracking.
And it's like kind of sudden, I guess, after her mom's death. How much time has passed here? Do we have any concept of that?
They said it was like right before she came.
A couple weeks, maybe a couple months.
I don't know.
I'll give Nani some benefit of the doubt with this, I guess. Yeah, this is your only season though, Nani. If you bring this up another season, you got to cut that shit out. Yeah, no more sympathy for this dead mom thing. We all have dead moms. We all have dead moms. Kevin's dad died, right? He never brings that shit up anymore. Kevin. You get one season.
Who's Kevin?
Devin.
Oh, Devin.
Did I say Kevin? Devin.
Yeah, I thought you said Kevin.
All right, Devin.
Ryan says dead moms ruin so many good things.
Right? Ruin Nani's upbeat spirit this season. To celebrate her mom's death, they destroy nature.
Right?
What's up with this, Wolfie?
I hate this.
Releasing these balloons?
Yeah.
How many birds and fish is that going to kill?
Right.
Into the hundreds of thousands.
Now.
I bet.
One time at my old job, this lady that I was friends with, her daughter unexpectedly died. Like, she just literally died in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, what the fuck?
How old was the daughter?
Like 13.
Oh, fuck. That's like my worst nightmare.
Are you going to cry?
I might. That's going to get me much closer than Donnie's mom.
Her daughter loved doing stuff outdoors. And like, mm-hmm. She ride four-wheelers. She was like kayaking, just like doing all this because they live out in the country.
Mm.
So they announced a couple months later, like, oh, we're going to do a balloon release for this lady's daughter or whatever. And I had to be the asshole that was like, those aren't very environmentally good. Maybe we should do something else. And I got an email back, just like a direct reply, not to everybody else.
Right.
That was like, yeah, don't say shit like that. We feel like we should do something. And, you know, that's very negative. I'm just like, well, I mean, the daughter loved being outside and doing environmental stuff, and you're doing something that's very horrible for the environment. And in my head, I'm like, if you really cared, because, yeah. I mean, her mom had worked there for like 30 years. She was also in theater. How about we set up like a theater scholarship that the station pays for every year?
Yeah.
Put it in her name. That's something that's a little bit more of a gesture than releasing balloons outside for no goddamn reason.
Right. It's these weird symbolic things that I don't know why that was important of like, oh, I know it'll make me feel better. I'll release a balloon and now I'll feel better about my mom being dead. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. But I'm not a sentimental guy like this, I guess. I don't care about any of this shit.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've already decided I'm getting cremated when I die.
Yeah.
And just plant a tree on top of me.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
So, man, we're going to be way off topic now.
I don't care.
I heard, because that was my plan too, right? Cremation. No need to bury me. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson actually said, though, if you cremate yourself, you burn up everything that's valuable in your body. They should bury you naked without like any, with no coffin or anything, and then plant a tree on top of you.
Yeah.
Because then like your body will be like feeding a tree.
Yeah.
Whereas if you cremate, then you're just like, you don't really.
I've seen there's other ways to do it too. You're just in like a giant cocoon or something when they put you in the ground.
Yeah.
I thought that seemed weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. If I lived closer to the ocean, I would just say drop me in the ocean. Just a rotting
sea.
Just a corpse. Just roll me off the boat.
Feed sharks.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be fine with that.
Nice.
Anyway, more to the challenge.
Ryan wants to talk about Tori and Olivia both wearing those boob shirts.
Yeah, those are weird.
Those are weird.
He says that, does he say they're sharing the shirt? I don't think so. I think they're a different color.
Yeah, they're two different colors.
But they're weirdly, like, the boobs are exposed, but there's this weird, like, wire thing that comes up in between the boobs. And then weird straps on the, it's a very weird
shirt. Yeah.
Doesn't look very comfortable.
We don't understand fashion, Tim.
Obviously not.
Considering you're wearing a hoodie, I'm just wearing like a flannel shirt today.
Yeah, we both just, I always wear a hoodie, you always wear a flannel shirt. That's how this works.
When I think about the dating scene,
yeah,
I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, this is what I wear every day. Am I going to have to change this? Because that seems like a lot of work.
You're going to have to meet a female lumberjack who likes flannel. This challenge is
some
called...
I've seen so far.
This challenge is called Blind Faith. I got to keep us moving, Wolfie.
I will smack his head and eat it.
We're going to be here all fucking night.
Yeah, well.
This one's called Blind Faith. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Blind Faith. Also, the episode title. I feel like this episode title, very uninspired.
Yeah.
No pun or anything. They just named it after the challenge.
Dumb.
It was weak sauce. Anyway, the challenge here, basically, there's four different events. TJ says you got to look at a symbol, decide what you think that symbol may imply, and nominate somebody on your team that can do whatever you think that symbol is representing.
Yeah.
It's very weird. The first symbol is a target. Jordan Fessy volunteered to do this one. We've seen this on like Survivor, if you're a Survivor fan. Big slingshot. Shoot at a target, basically. Yeah. Shoot little things. The twist here, though, if you don't hit your target, you have to take a shot of something gross. Did they say what the gross thing was?
Nope.
It just looks gross.
Yeah, just some disgusting drink.
Yeah.
That's what we find out. But Jordan and Fessy decided to do it first. Did you say that already?
Yeah.
Did I zone out for a quick second?
You did.
So the drink stuff is revealed. Everybody goes crazy laughing at Fessy.
Yep.
And cut to a flashback of the final when he was trying to drink that blood drink. And he puts it in his mouth and it just immediately spits it.
Yeah. He's got to work on this.
And I was like, good for him. What a fucking idiot.
He's got to work on this food thing.
Yeah.
Can you win the challenge without eating? Probably, but...
There's been some seasons where there's been no eating whatsoever.
That's always been very disappointing seasons for me.
Yeah.
But it seems like if there's what do you think, 40% likelihood that eating's going to show up in the season, it seems like you should practice that.
You got to work on it.
Yeah.
It could happen. You don't want to be like fucking Adam.
Adam?
Jenna. Or Jay. Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna and Jay.
Yeah.
Jay wouldn't even... I'm trying. I can't do it.
Well, are you crying? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I miss that, TJ.
I would struggle with the drinks. I know we've talked about it on the show.
Nah.
I could... Most foods, I think I could power through them. The drinks would... it's something, something about, like, it fills your whole mouth. It coats your tongue.
You don't even let it sit in your mouth. You just immediately let it go right down your throat.
I don't think I can do that. I don't think... I know some people can, like, open their throat and just toss it back. Yeah. I can't do that. I got to keep it in my mouth and then swallow it. And it just... Nope. It gets in your teeth and in your gum. No, the drinks are way worse. Way worse.
No, nope. You just kick it back. And you just...
Yeah.
It's done.
I just don't have that in me, I guess. I just don't do the chugging.
I send my mind to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then I just... Boop.
You're just drinking a pina colada?
Yeah.
It's great. Dancing in the rain?
Ryan wants to know to even try to swallow it. We're not there yet, but...
We're not there yet.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Well, we're there. Basically, they can't hit the targets. Neither of these guys can hit the targets. And so they're both having to take shots of this stuff. And yes, as Ryan says, it was not, it was barely passing his teeth. If it was, it seemed like it was hitting his lips and then just erupting.
Now, I noticed he was doing that at first.
Yeah.
Where he would just barely even and then just spit it out.
Yeah.
Later ones, I noticed he was opening his mouth for somebody off screen.
Yeah.
So they could see that he had swallowed it. So I think he got in trouble for trying to get by without actually drinking it.
I noticed that too, and I think you're right. Because there was some time, like, you know, you're obviously allowed to throw up.
Yeah.
But you can't just put it in your mouth for half a second and then act like you're throwing up. You have to make an honest attempt to swallow this shit. And he was not.
Because fucking Jordan was just kicking that shit back.
Yeah.
Gulp, one gulp.
And he was throwing up too.
Oh, yeah.
But he was drinking it. So, I mean, they were both really struggling with this drinking thing, but Fessy's struggling harder, of course.
Yeah, Ryan says, I think I could drink before chew. I got used to the chug drinking protein shakes. Same idea. He says chewing, you have so much more time to think about it.
Yeah, it's a mental thing for sure. I understand that because it's, I mean, I would struggle to eat an eyeball, but I would rather eat an eyeball than drink a blended up eyeball. I really would.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather eat almost everything.
Carlin says because Fessy is a big stupid baby.
Yep.
Agreed.
So they're 9 minutes in. Nobody's hit any targets. They've both had a lot of these shots of whatever gross stuff that is in here. Mm-hmm. And finally, Devin steps up. He's like, Jordan, here's how you do this. Go up a little bit. Nope, now over, now down. He's talking Jordan through this. And then he says, all right, release it. Jordan releases it. Boom.
Boom.
Hits it. Yeah. And then Fessy hits one. But then Jordan just 2 and 3 knocks him right out. Devin takes all credit for this. Does Devin deserve all the credit for this?
Yeah. Jordan wasn't hitting shit before he did it.
Yeah.
3 times that Devin sort of spotted for him, he totally nailed it.
What gets me to think that that's true is Jordan actually called out Devin in, was his, in one of his confessionals saying, Devin really stepped up here.
Master and commander.
Yeah. So Jordan's giving it to Devin. I will too. And good for Devin. I mean, and it really is impressive. Neither of those two guys could hit jack shit. Devin from, I don't know, 15 feet away and at a weird angle is telling them how to do it. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Devin rules.
He does.
So Fessy says that this is, and I made a specific quote because I thought this was important. He says this is by far the worst thing he has ever done in his life. Drinking this stuff. Jesus. Fessy, drinking this stuff is by far the worst thing he has ever done in his life. That is a...
you've had a cushy life.
Yes, that is a sheltered fucking life. Jordan over there with one hand. Yeah. Fessy's talking about that's the worst thing ever. Let's not compare each other's bad.
So Ryan wants to know, where's Zach when you need him? What's more appetizing weird meat? Are eyeballs better than sack balls?
Ooh... Would I rather eat an eyeball or a sack ball?
Yeah.
I guess I'd prefer a sack ball. I picture an eyeball as popping, which is maybe not accurate. I don't know if it would really pop.
Like a grape situation?
Yeah, it feels like it would pop and like liquid would shoot out of it.
Yeah.
But a testicle is like pretty solid throughout. I think I'd go testicle. What would you do?
Mm.
Let's assume they're both exactly the same size.
Now...
And we need the chat room too. Testicle.
What's the stipulation here?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I mean, like, is chewing involved? Like, it doesn't have to be involved? Because I would just throw the eyeball in and just swallow it.
It's pretty big.
Where I feel like a testicle is bigger than an eyeball.
Well, let's say they're the same size, and let's say that they're too big to just swallow.
I might go sack ball as well.
Yeah,
sack ball seems more like a meat consistency than the gooey eyeball.
Yeah. All right, Olivia's here just in time to see Olivia.
All right, Olivia, what are you eating? An eyeball or a testicle?
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
So far, we're 2 for 2. Testicle and testicle.
Yeah.
Is there any eyeballs in the chat room?
Yeah. Carlin says testicular.
Yeah, she would say that.
What the fuck does that mean?
Boom roasted. I don't know. I don't know what it means.
Oh, Ryan says, what if you got better vision if you eat eyeballs or bigger balls if you eat eyeballs? What then?
Oh, man. Tough call. Oh, Olivia comes in with the testicle too. I think everybody's going testicle. Yeah. I think that's fair. Yeah. Well, anyway, so Jordan finishes this whole thing in 38 minutes. Fessy finishes it in 52 minutes. So as they start this whole competition.
We should point out, Fessy wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, Devin, help him.
Yeah.
And Devin, like an idiot, helps him.
Yeah. And actually, I lied. He did not finish in 52. I just made a note that he was at 52. He actually finished in 1 hour and 3 minutes. So it was a full 25 minutes after Jordan. So Jordan got this dominating 25-minute lead. And that was, as you said, with Devin helping Fessy pull out this finishing
here.
Which
is stupid. Ryan says, I'd eat a nut for sure. Eyeballs seem gushy. And then he asks, what if they were blended with cow bile?
Well, then we're into the drinking stuff, which, I mean... I don't think I have a preference for what I'm drinking. I think it's all just gross. Like, I would struggle with all of it. All of it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Horacio is not pleased that they helped Fessy.
No, I'm not either.
I'm not either, but everyone
when we were watching, we're like, what the fuck are they doing?
Everyone else seemed like they were acting like it was the right move. I think they just felt sorry for Fessy. They were just feeling really bad for him, and so they just wanted to end it for him.
Yeah, Olivia says, I was hoping that Devin would steer him wrong at first.
Right.
Me too.
Shove it up your asshole. That's how you get it over there, Fessy, you dipshit. As Fessy finishes this, he lays on the ground as if he's dead. His whole team comes up and surrounds him.
We haven't talked about how much we were laughing when he was fucking being the most dramatic puker ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's so pathetic. He's such a pathetic asshole. I love watching people vomit, but I feel like he was taking some joy away from that for me.
Carlin says then his own team should have helped him. Right on.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, if I was playing this game, I would be like, shut the fuck up, Devin. Don't help this guy. And I think by the end of this, they're all going to regret helping him.
Yeah, they will.
Spoiler.
See, I liked Jordan's approach. He just grabbed that drink, fucking downed it, set the glass down, immediately just bent over and just...
yeah.
And then stood back up, went back over, shot another ball.
Yep. Jordan was puking, but I feel like Fessy was being way more dramatic and pathetic.
He was.
Yeah.
Jordan was puking like a man.
Yeah. Ryan says, why did Jordan support the help?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe at this point, they're 25 minutes ahead, 20 minutes ahead. Maybe they're just sort of like, hey, we got this, guys. We got this. I know. Dude, I know. I'm just trying to put myself in their mind.
Jordan bit himself in the ass, as we'll find out.
Yep. So next up is the puzzle. Olivia and Anissa take it on one side, and Devin and Nani take it on the other side. We've seen many competitions like this. You run over, you get the puzzle pieces, you assemble the puzzle piece.
Yeah.
Anissa,
it's a big one on Survivor.
What's that?
This is a big one on Survivor.
Yeah.
Collecting your puzzle pieces and then going to
the puzzle. And then assemble your puzzle. Yep. Anissa and Olivia finish it first, but Devin and Nani are not far behind. They lose about a minute here.
Yeah.
So they are now 24 minutes ahead.
Still great.
Good
position.
Next up, we get Light Bulb. This is a memory and endurance challenge. We get Tori and Bananas versus Horacio and Amber. Mm-hmm. Basically, you race to an answer key. You relay a pattern of symbols to your partner. They recreate that pattern of symbols on their board. And whoever does it first is obviously the winner. Amber and Horacio win it. Bananas and Tori actually lose even more of a lead. They are now 37 minutes behind.
In a row?
Yep. Three challenges in, 37 minutes behind. The last one is called Bungie. It is Chauncey and Casey versus Jordan and Mariah. We've seen these before, too. These players are tied together. Both of them have to get to a goal or whatever together while pulling against each other to do it.
Yeah.
So it looks like a hard one.
It did look like a hard one.
Jordan and Mariah, they are just really struggling. Jordan says Mariah doesn't have the grip strength to hold on to it, and also doesn't have the leg strength to plow ahead if Jordan is hanging on to it. So they just sort of can't pull it out here.
They must have had, like, rules that you had to just hold on with your hands. Because I would have had her wrap her fucking arms around that shit and then let Jordan dig in and do what he needs to do.
Yeah. Yeah, they must have had something. But also, I mean, that would lose another 3 feet of slack in the line or something, you know, if she was... Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
It ended up not mattering, so...
It does seem like they tried everything, though. They tried Mariah holding on. They tried Jordan holding on. They tried them both going at the same time. Ultimately, they never quit, but they did lose their entire 37-minute head start and ended up losing.
Ugh, I was so pissed off.
Me too.
Fuck Fessy.
Me too. And I do wonder, I wish we could turn back time... And see what happened if they had not helped Fessy.
Yeah.
I think they probably would have won.
Probably.
Another 10 minutes or so.
Probably like another hour the way he was going.
Maybe it would have never ended. Maybe they would still be there.
Guys, I can't. I'm going to puke my guts out.
We have a shot every season of the challenge from now on of Fessy still missing the targets.
Yeah.
Fessy's still vomiting all over himself.
Nelson's laughing at him.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. Fessy's team wins again. Despite Fessy's embarrassing performance at the beginning of this challenge, he did nothing to help win this, but I'm sure he'll take credit.
Yep, of course. I picked the best team in the world.
Yeah.
It was all me, guys. Bro, they're shook, bro.
Yeah.
They're broke. Do you see them? They're just so downtrodden. It's amazing. It's like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Pathetic. All right, so we're back at the house.
Chicka, chicka.
Once again, Amber and Chauncey are talking. I'm sick of these people talking. It's all just like, oh, I just love you. I miss you. I just love you. I'm so happy.
Love
is so happy and supportive and gross. Chauncey's feeling guilty because he beat Amber's team. Amber says it's okay because I want you to win. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, seems healthy and happy, but gross.
Ryan says, do they win if the bigger Hirashi or Devin play instead of Jordan? Not to mention two hands for digging and grabbing. Yeah. I was kind of thinking Hirashi may have done a better job, but I don't know.
It seemed like Mariah was the weak link here, but, you know, I don't know. We'll never know.
Never know.
The world will never know. Speculate all you like, children.
But, I mean, I guess who else would it have been? Like, Nani probably went to hell on much better.
No. Who else is on there? Amber?
Amber.
Amber probably would have done a good job.
She might have.
Yeah. She's long, too.
She is long.
Amber might have been a better choice.
Yeah.
Well, no one. Yeah. Didn't work out.
Nope.
All right. Well, we're into the interrogation.
Don't say my name, bitch.
So basically, just the three women have to go in and state their case for the other team. Mm-hmm. So all three are basically giving reasons why they shouldn't be the person to be thrown in.
Nothing groundbreaking, except for, once again, Fessy makes it all about himself.
Yeah.
But you didn't say someone else's name so that I wouldn't get thrown in last week. I can't trust you anymore.
Yep.
God.
But again, Mariah doesn't put up with this shit. She just basically says, like, hey, I'm playing for my team now.
Yeah.
I'm not angry at you for the decisions you make. You shouldn't be angry at me. You don't look out for me, so I'm not looking out for you.
And he's like, what if I say your name to go in? She'd be like, if that's the decision you feel that is best for your game, then you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank Christ. Somebody at least is a fucking adult in this situation.
Yeah. Reasonable and rational and calm. Yes, I really like Mariah. Yeah, I just really like her. I like that she wasn't going to let herself be pushed around. She stood up.
She has horrible taste in friends and apparently in lovers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seems like a cool, like cool woman. I hope we see her again.
Yeah.
As for the other women, they don't say much. Amber just says basically, like, we've all been in there and fought. Mariah hasn't yet. It's her turn. And Nani basically implies that they should throw in Mariah too. So it seems like Mariah's going in.
Ryan says, Tim has a Kellyanne style crush on Mariah, defends her at every turn.
Yeah, I do.
Ooh.
I do.
Fair enough.
I like them. I like them both.
Yeah.
Big into both of them. Mariah, give me a call. I put my phone number in the chat room sometimes. I know she's listening.
Carlin, blah, blah, sorry, my tongue's not working. Carlin says Mariah seems to really understand that this is just a game and we'll see how that goes in the future.
Yeah, I hope we see her again. I would really like to see her play again. All right, so we're back at the house. Nani and Casey are talking again, being lovey to dovey and blah.
I just don't want you to go in. I don't like playing this game without you.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
Barf.
Blah.
And Amber's packing. She's talking to Chauncey. Same basic shit.
I'm so tired of packing.
Yeah. Barf. Just all these couples, Wolford. Yeah. Who needs couples?
Sickening.
Who needs this?
Gross.
It's disgusting.
This isn't a dating show.
That's right. So we're to the elimination. Bitch! Hey, Wolford.
Hey.
Let's get in the zone.
Auto zone.
Let's get in the zone.
Pizza Hut Pizzone?
Jeez. I was looking for some energy, Wolfie.
No energy today.
No, I know, obviously. Well, we're in the zone, everybody.
Auto zone.
They need to pick which of the women is going in. Fessy says Nani. Olivia says Nani. Banana says Amber. Casey says Mariah. Chauncey says Mariah. Oh, my gosh. It's a nail biter. Tori says Mariah. Anissa says Mariah.
I was kind of surprised that Nani got two votes.
Did she get two? I thought she only got... Oh, yeah, she did. Fessy and Olivia.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. But I did like Fessy making this big dramatic, like, see, I wouldn't do it to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, bullshit. You're just making this big dramatic statement because so everything could be about you again.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But he did sort of the same thing. Like, what if he and Olivia threw an Amber? Then it would have been tied. Oh, no, I guess it still wouldn't have been tied. Anissa threw off the tie. I don't know. Yeah. It seems to me, though, too, if they know the vote, if they know who's going to be the house vote, why don't they just vote as a team?
Right.
Why are people voting, saying different names?
I don't know.
I mean, I get why Banana said Amber. He couldn't say Nani, and he couldn't say Mariah.
Maybe one of them had a hidden immunity idol. You don't know.
Yeah, I guess you never know. But it's weird. I don't know. It's weird. So anyway.
That would have been great. Jeff Probst steps out.
Right. Instead,
if anybody has a hidden immunity idol, now's the time to play it.
That's right. That'd be a great twist.
Mariah's like, I have something, Jeff.
All right. So Nani and Amber, they got to go to the draw. and pull out the daggers.
Yeah. Drawn out.
Yeah. Super annoying. This is super annoying, right?
Yeah.
That Ambrose acting this way?
It was a little like, okay, let's, I get it. Maybe we could.
Do you get it?
Maybe we could have cut this down to like a 30-second thing instead of like the 2 minutes that it was.
Yeah, including like a commercial break in between.
Yeah.
I do think it's stuff like this that makes me, it's like this sort of melodramatic drama with Amber that kind of is kind of wearing thin on me. You still don't get any of that?
I still don't understand.
No?
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Chat room, is anybody on my side? They're sort Olivia of falling out says, of love with Amber.
Says the most dramatic draw I've ever seen. Amber, just pick a fucking sword and be done with it.
Yeah, it is literally a 50-50 choice. Standing there being indecisive isn't going to change anything. Just pick one. Yeah. It doesn't matter which one.
Well, she's trying to get Nani to go too. Nani wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with her saying, Nani, why don't you go? But once Nani says, like, you, just fucking pull one. You just kind of let these cards fall where they may, and it is what it is.
Me and Tim are up there. Like, hey, you go first. I'd be like, oh, all right. Sweet.
Because who cares? It's a coin flip. Yeah. There's no strategy here. This is 100% luck. It doesn't matter how long you stand up there wondering. It doesn't change your odds here. It's just very weird.
I think Margo just realized it was a hamster up
there. I think so, too. Yeah, she's staring at that hamster. That hamster better hide. Margo's going to eat that hamster.
No, Margo wouldn't do that. Olivia says Amber could go home for all I care.
Yeah, same. Same. But in this case, Amber pulls safe. She is not going in, and it is going to be Nani versus Mariah. The game is called I Can See.
Yeah.
Wolfie, how do they play this game?
You're hooked up to a harness and a cord, and you have to, like, you know, sort of almost like what they're doing with the bungee stuff.
Yep.
Dig down, move forward, and it moves this big door up, and it reveals words that are scrambled. So you got to get the scrambled word, go back to your board, unscramble it. Whoever gets it done first wins.
Yep. That sums it up. So that's the game. At this point, TJ brings out a very special guest, Jeff Probst.
I wish. That would have made way more sense.
No, he brings out his wife, Roxanne. Wolfie, why?
Because you two are so badass. I have somebody who wants to watch you guys compete, and it's my wife, blah, 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 Laven, whatever her last
first name,
Roxanne?
Roxanne.
Roxanne Laven.
Laven,
whatever. I don't fucking care. Why in the fuck is she here?
Did you think his name was TJ Laven this whole time?
No.
Come on, Wolfie.
I don't know, but I just don't understand why she's there. I don't understand the whole point. I thought maybe she was like, hey, guys, whoever wins tonight, we're going to donate like $10,000 from the TJ Laven Fund to a charity of your choice or something that would... Even that, I would be like, what does it have to do with anything?
Yeah.
But at least it would have made some sense.
Yeah. It was very weird.
I legitimately think she was like, I'm bored. I want to come to the elimination tonight. And TJ was like, sure, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. I think it was something like that, too. I think it was last minute. She just was there. And it's like, hey, we should bring her out. She's a ride or die. Very weird. Olivia in the chat room says, what was the point of her making an appearance?
Exactly.
Yep. We don't know. It was very weird. It was sort of distracting. Yeah. But she's there. She's there to stay.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. All right, so they start this competition. It's neck and neck. It's goes a nail back, biter. Yeah.
Goes really close all the way up.
Yep.
To the end, and then they were both like almost at the same time, just like check, 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 check.
Yep.
And everybody.
And I said it first.
TJ just looks at both of them like, hit the fucking button. And they're both like, oh, shit.
Yep. Reminded me of the War of the Worlds 2 one, right? With what's her name in the other one?
Ninja and Laurel.
That's it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, they didn't quite pay attention to the rules well enough. And so, yes, then Mariah does hit the buzzer a second or two before Nani does. And we think Mariah's got this.
Yeah, I was happy.
Yeah, I was too.
Not because I don't like Nani, but I wanted her to stick around so Festy would be like, ooh. She still is not nice to me.
Yep, but she misspelled a word.
Yeah.
She had devotion, the I and the O mixed up or something like that.
Yeah.
And so even though she did it, finish it first, and even though she rang the thing first, it wasn't quite good enough.
Yeah.
Nani squeaked out a win here.
Yeah.
So that's it. Before we see Mariah say goodbye, we have to say goodbye to Roxanne.
Yeah.
A very important addition to the Ride or Dies.
This has been amazing, orbit. Guys. I'm going to leave you guys to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Roxanne.
Why the fuck are you here?
For distracting the shit out of us for no reason this
what
episode.
What are you doing?
Very weird. On our way out of the door, Mariah sums up Fessy. She says it's all about his game. He doesn't really do anything for other people. He doesn't care about anybody else. It's just about what can get him further in the game. Mariah has figured this shit out.
Congrats. Something we learned about in his first season.
Yeah. But what's weird is his friends don't seem to figure this out. Like Tori doesn't seem to figure this out. Casey hasn't seemed to. Like, why are these women? Why is Mariah the only woman that can sort of see through this? It's really weird to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway, Nani, after her win, does look super happy. I think I even said something like, man, she looks really happy to to have won that. And TJ says that she looks like the old Nani. She just is projecting like this this sort of glow. Wolfie, I'd ask for your input, but I can see you're distracted by taking photos of your dog.
She's noticed.
Yeah.
So she's not going to look at the hamster no more. I don't fucking care. Whatever.
Yeah. Nani. You don't care that Nani's happy?
No.
You don't care that her spirit is returning?
No.
She's one step closer to getting over her dead mom?
No.
Who cares? No? You don't care about any of this stuff?
No.
TJ seems to.
I don't care.
Casey cares, I bet.
I bet she does.
Some people care.
Sure.
And with that, the game is over. Mariah walks out.
They bring Mariah back out.
Yeah.
And then TJ tells her the usual, you live by your ride or die. Oh, okay.
That's nice. you're still in the game. Oh.
Your ride or die is
that's cool.
Fessel. Yeah. Well, as long as he stays in the game, you still have a chance of going.
Oh, cool.
For 1 million.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Dollars.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool. All right. Cool.
Thanks. Thanks for telling me. Weird, right? Just
so deadpan. So not expressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was super uncomfortable. It was so awkward. I don't know who made this awkward. Was it TJ or was it Mariah? But watching them interact was just like, oh my God, what the fuck? It was so weird.
Like, she's definitely the one the producers are like, I need this. And she's just like, says the exact thing they told her to say.
They didn't tell her to say anything. So she's just like, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good, TJ.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
All righty then.
It's great.
Yeah, very weird.
At least they gave her a confessional after that. Yeah. And she's like, well, I guess I'm still in this. At least it's some sort of emotion rather than just, okay, all right. Uh-huh.
It was weird. Olivia says it was awkward as hell. I'm glad we weren't the only ones noticing that.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah. We've seen other people just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I'm still in this.
Yep.
No.
Nope,
even fucking Kenny had more emotion.
Right. Where's Kenny? Kenny's still in this fucking game, isn't he?
He is.
Kenny with his two confessionals.
Yeah, sitting in the fucking hotel waiting to see if Casey's going to make it to the final.
Yep. He's just eating room service and
jerking
off and waiting for his return.
That's a lot of hotel porn.
Yeah. That's expensive. I wonder if MTV charges him or if they foot the bill for that.
Comp it.
Yeah.
Like, here, Kenny, any internet porn you want. We know you're a married man with kids, so I'm sure you need some time.
Well, that's it, Wolfie. That's the episode.
That fucking dog. She will not sit still. Let me take a picture of her looking at this hamster at all.
I think there's six episodes to go.
Here we go. Yeah?
This is the part. Oh, man. This is a challenging part of the show for me to get through.
Yeah. Do you know what else is challenging to get through?
What?
Trivia.
Yes.
January 14th.
Yeah. Week from Saturday.
Week from Saturday. If you're part of the TJ's tier, TJ's final tier on Patreon.
$10 a month.
$10 a month. You get to participate in a trivia challenge.
Yeah.
The winner of which will be able to co-host an episode with us.
Yeah.
So.
It'll be Katie, right?
Probably. But other challengers should step up to the plate. See what you can do.
Yeah. So it's a week from Saturday. What is it? 14th?
Yes.
So join the tier while you can. It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be a fun time.
I'm going to post links up to it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Should be a fun time.
Yeah, it always is.
Yeah.
I'll get drunk.
Yeah, sure.
It'll be great.
Your kids are going to be around. Yeah, all right.
They're old.
All right.
They can take care of themselves.
Daddy's drunk. Just wake me up if the house catches on fire.
Yeah, they will. Well, I would be awake. Right? Until I'm asleep, I guess.
Until you pass out from being drunk.
And then I won't be awake anymore.
Yeah. You know how being drunk works, Tim?
No, I always forget how it works. I think it's the beer.
It's blacking out.
That's right.
Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. You can also join our Patreon, which we just talked about. What's coming up on the 14th?
Trivia.
Trivia. Trivia. Trivia. Specifically challenge trivia.
Yeah.
So head over and get ready and start studying up on your challenge knowledge.
Yeah. Get ready to co-host the show. You do have to get a divorce after, though.
That is the rules for this show.
Yeah. If you're married and you co-host... I can recommend to you an attorney.
Yeah. What else do they get if they join the Patreon, Tim?
$1 a month exclusive access to pre-shows and after-shows. I've got a bunch that I need to upload, so sorry that I have not yet. But hey, those are coming. And until then, there's years and years worth. They'll never run out, Wolfie.
Yeah, but people have already been joined from the beginning. They've run out of stuff because you haven't uploaded like five of them.
That's true.
You're the worst.
Yep, I am. You're right. So $1 a month, that's what you get. For $2 a month, you get those same pre-shows, after shows. You get access to the live chat. So that's where Olivia, Carlin, Ryan, who else was in there? Jacqueline. I don't know. A couple other people.
Joker.
How could I forget Joker? Yeah. That's how you do that. Also access to our Discord. People have been chatting in the Discord tonight. That's nice to see.
Yep.
$5 a month, you get all that same stuff. Plus, we say your name. So thank you to Ainsley, Alphonse, Alvin, Carlin, Christopher, Daz, Greg, Jamie, Joker, Julie, Kahuna, Katie, Martez, Nicole, Olivia, Patty, Roland, Ryan, Sarah, Scott, Seth, Shaq, Shakar, Stan, and Zach.
Whoop whoop.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. In theory, we offer video at the $5 tier, but my computer is old and will not record video while recording audio anymore. So that is currently on pause.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure that out.
But we'll bring it back. And for $10 a month, we talked about the trivia event, but we've also done watch-alongs. We watched CT's movie. We did like a meet and greet where we just sort of chit-chatted for a while. Yep. We'll have these sort of monthly events for the $10 a month tier where you can sort of hang out with us. And that is that.
Sorry, Stephanie posted in the Facebook group. Anyone thinks it's interesting that they haven't shown any convos between Nani and Devin about losing a parent and returning to the game? Something we sort of pointed out during our conversation.
Yeah. I feel like there's other challengers with dead parents that don't talk about it often.
Yeah.
So one season, Nani. That's what you get. And I don't want to hear about your dead mom ever again. That's it.
Never ever.
Never ever, Nani.
One season.
That's it.
For people in the chat room who I know are definitely interested, I just uploaded a picture of Margo looking at Tim's hamster, wondering what the fuck it is.
If you want to see Margo looking at my hamster, join the Facebook group. I assume that's where you posted it.
Yep.
All right. Do it.
Is there something else we were supposed to talk about?
No.
No.
Social media stuff.
Oh, Zach's not here for social media stuff. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Did we see anything on social media this week? I can't remember anything.
No. You got a sticker on your chest, though.
Oh, I sure do.
They're all falling off your bracelet. You've all ruined it. All three of them. Your daughter's going to be so disappointed.
I know. Well, she spent about 4 seconds on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's it for this episode of Challenged. This has been Brian.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And as Fezzy said,
The challenge.